04, PR2024-0109518, aka PR2024-010617. This is a site plan administrative DOT for the West Mesa Ridge multi 128 unit multifamily development off of Corso Fortuna. Dave Hickman and team, are you guys out here?
Good
See you.
morning.
Good morning. If you could, Dave, please give us an update.
Sure. So West Mesa Project, we're out on Coors Boulevard. Since our last DFT, we've actually met with the DHO in the replatting process, and that was approved 2 weeks ago. To be able to get through the DHO, we had some amendments or adjustments to that plat, which included easements and access for utility lines to be able to get crossover the adjacent lot, or what will be the adjacent lot to get to Coors. And so that was taken care of. In then the comments for the DFT, one of the areas that we were working on was the infrastructure list, which we've uploaded. The other was the photometric study. The photometric study didn't extend out to the property lines, and so we've got that now revised and updated. There was a comment relative to tree and tree species. I have uploaded that this morning. Evidently, we didn't get that loaded in, and I apologize for that. And then the comments relative to Water Utility Authority. I know Colleen from Stantec has been working with the Water Utility Authority, and I believe that we've got all of those things addressed. It looks like that wasn't also updated or uploaded, which I sent out to the group this morning and uploaded onto ABQ Plan as well. So I think we've addressed everybody's comments. I hope so. We'll see where we are.
All right, thanks, Dave. Hey, before you get going on DFT comments, please email me and Jacob Boylan the revised IL.
Okay.
Like we've been telling these other applicants, if we got one that's ready to be distributed for signatures, we'll get that out today.
Okay.
Regardless, I think we're good with the site. We'll find out on the site plan status, but we can definitely release the IL for signatures if all the DFT staff are good with the items on the infrastructure list, and the IL's got, the project application number, it's been signed, executed, all that. So, all right. So let's start with DFT comments now. Start with the Water Authority, Bob.
Bob Kane with the Water Authority. We had the same comments we had at the last meeting. We have availability statement 250205, which provides the conditions for service. We need an infrastructure list that matches that availability statement. We do not have an infrastructure list at this time to review. The utility plan comments are standard. We need to see a utility plan that shows all the public water sewer mains, proposed services, dimensioning of easements, and then we have some comments about encroachments in our easements. And then we have a couple of notes to add. But I don't think we're in a position to approve today because we haven't been able to review the infrastructure list at this point.
And Dave, could you, well, or whoever's screen sharing, could you please bring up the, oh, there we go. I mean, I presume, so did you guys just send us the infrastructure list then?
No. So this infrastructure list was sent, and let me double check and look here. This was this infrastructure list that was sent out previously, and it addressed Ernest's comments relative to
Oh.
the sidewalk width on 64th Street.
But not the Water Authority comments.
Well, I think the confusion is we have, this is Colleen with Stantec, the civil engineer. We have for phase one, this is the phase one infrastructure list, and it does include all the private easements and the water easements that were on the availability list, but it doesn't include those improvements required for phase two. Since this is a site plan, I think there's a public line requirement on the availability statement that is relative to phase two improvements, and that's the only difference.
Okay.
Right, and I appreciate that, Colleen. We'll end up with two. This is a multi-project site, right? So it's 14 acres, almost 14 acres. In the replat, there's a reorganization of those lots. This lot is the northernmost lot, and we're calling it A, or West Mesa A. And this infrastructure list is for that. Now, as the other development, as the further south portion of the lot gets developed, that'll have to come in through DFT, a whole nother site plan. It's a separate project. We haven't completed the design on that, and so it would have a infrastructure list that would be tied to that.
And Dave, I knew this is multi-phase. Is phase two depicted in detail on this site plan, or will
So we've made lots of presentations with lots of, because there's been so many steps, right? Part of the first step was the EPC, and when we went to EPC and talked to the EPC, they were questioning really what the potential uses of the overall site could be, because we had a spot zone right in the middle. And what was presented to them was a second phase of development, of multifamily development on the south portion of this lot. We presented that at the very beginning to the first DFT and DHO, the sketch plan. And in that meeting, it was discussed that the southern portion of the site may eventually become multifamily housing as well. Water Utility Authority asked and said, well, we have a water availability statement for phase one, or for this first portion of it. What we don't have is any indication, or we haven't done any analysis for the south portion of the lot. If you recall, it took a long time to get through DOT. And in the interim, during the DOT, we said, okay, well, if the Water Utility Authority has concerns about the full extent of this lot, then and we're doing a traffic analysis as if the whole 14 acres was to be developed, which was a condition of the replat, that we went ahead and pulled a new water availability statement that would encompass a master plan concept, right? So in that, there are then conditions, much like in the DOT findings, relative to Fortuna and Coors and the intersection of Fortuna and Coors. There are then also infrastructure requirements from Water Utility Authority for Fortuna. Again, that would be a later phase. That would be the next thing that we'll be coming in and meeting with the DFT staff, hopefully in the next 4 to 6 months or less. But at this point, really, the focus is the northern corner, northwestern corner, which is the phase one, right?
Okay. So you're seeking approval for phase one only for this site plan now.
Correct.
Bob, do you have any response to that?
Yes, I do. We do have a statement that 250205, which requires a sewer line in Fortuna as a condition of service. So we may need to just meet offline, Dave, with David Gutierrez, and see how we handle that. You certainly could put it on the infrastructure list and financially guarantee it as part of the infrastructure. One of our comments was to remove the private utilities from the infrastructure list, but I'm not in a position to waive that requirement on the infrastructure list for the sewer line in Fortuna at this
So
time.
the challenge that I have with that is that's not our property. It's not our property. It's not our project, right? So while there is an infrastructure, there is a water availability statement for that southern portion of the lot. That's not a section that we have control over at this point. As designers, we're not engaged in that. So it seems innocuous to try and create a requirement over something that we have no control over.
Right. Like I said, we probably should sit down with David and have an offline meeting regarding this.
Yeah, if that meeting, I'll just add too, if that meeting can take place in the next week, and you guys can address any comments from the water authority, if you have anything to revise and you got it to us by next Wednesday at noon, we could get you back on for November 5th, hopefully lock everything up.
That's certainly do that's certainly doable, Jay.
Yeah, okay. We're real close on this. Just gotta resolve the remaining water authority calendar comments. So
I have a quick question, Robert. We're still serving phase one from sewer from Coors, correct? Like that didn't change.
Right.
It's just the you want a sewer for on Fortuna. Is that for phase two, or is what is the reasoning for the sewer in Fortuna with the updated?
It's based on our extension policy. So in order to change that, we have to change the availability statement. And I didn't write the availability statement, so I'm not sure what's going on. It's just been one lot all along, and now it hasn't subdivided yet. So we have to cover our frontage in Fortuna. So I think we have enough time to sit down with David and fix this and get it resolved. But at this point, I have an availability statement that requires that line on an infrastructure list. So we'll just need to meet and see how that
And
works out.
okay, we do have a phase two infrastructure lifts drafted. Would that be, I guess,
And my
it's,
challenge with that is
yeah.
that I wouldn't want to commit a phase two infrastructure list with a financial guarantee to a project that we don't have control over, right?
Right. We're not contracted to develop that yet or permit it.
Dave and Colleen, are you guys okay with, just working with Rob, Bob and David to discuss this?
I don't know anyway. I mean, we're not going to get it resolved here in this meeting, clearly. So I think we need to. My preference would be to fall back on the original availability statement that was written specifically for phase one, right? I mean, ideally that would be the case, and I would think that water utility would be able to review that. I don't know that there would be any changes, but we can certainly discuss it. And we need to right away. I know there's going to be a lot of people that are anxious to get this done.
Right. And I think it's going to be a real simple, short meeting. It's just a matter of making sure that we have a mechanism in place to have that line in Fortuna that's required in the availability statement. I don't think we're going to need to rewrite a new one, but we should be able to get that resolved with David fairly quickly. So if
Well,
you
okay,
want to.
so I'll be happy to set up a meeting on Zoom with you guys, and I'll just be setting up the meeting. I'll just be there to listen in. But Bob, if you can help me figure out your availability and David's availability, when do we want to do this, by the way? Like late this week, early next week? I mean, earlier the
You know,
better, so they have time to adjust.
yeah, I'll get with David today, and we'll
Perfect.
get to get with you and give you some times.
All right,
I certainly think it could happen this week. I'm sure it can.
Awesome. I'll follow up with the email that just noticed that we're looking to meet up later this week with you and David, and I'm gonna invite Robin in there. She's been heading this project, and lead planner Jacob Boylan on this as well, and hopefully we can get a meeting set up tomorrow or Friday.
Sounds good, Jay.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to